The Brady Report.
It's a Thursday morning, Andrew. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Morning, everyone.
Let's start with the nurses.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. There's been a public sector pay cap here in the UK since 2010. So for 7 years, public sector pay has been capped at 1% per year. Nurses are far from happy. Everyone working in the public sector is far from happy. Nurses marched on Parliament today, and they were very vocal. They made their point. Theresa May in Parliament said that they do a wonderful job in extremely difficult circumstances. Well, if that's the case, pay them well and look after them and get rid of this public sector pay cap, most people would say.
Betting firms are in the frame today.
Yeah, this is interesting. Labour have had a go today, saying that if they get into power, if they get into number 10 Downing Street in the next few years, they will look at banning footy clubs from having tie-ups with betting firms, online gambling and what have you. And they say that, quite simply, there's a big, big issue in the UK, in British society, with people gambling and people really getting into debt and people losing an awful lot of money. Now, in the Premier League, there are 20 footy clubs in the Premier League. 9 of them have gambling firms as their shirt sponsors. That's you know, almost half of the teams in the Premier League are sponsored by gambling firms. So let's see how this Labour idea works out if they ever get back into power.
Andy Murray, he won't be playing for the rest of the year.
No, it looks like his season is over. Shanghai and Beijing look to be ruled out on the ATP Tour. He's got this hip injury, which cost him his place in the United States in the US Open. So, a shame, really, because he's had a good year, you know, all up. He got to world number one status, and he was pushing on and doing really, really well. But that's it. It looks like he's got to just recover and get back strong for the Australian Open.
All right, let's hope he does. Mate, good on you. You have a good day. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.